Jerry, you wanted to say a few words about some events that have, or some things that happen in the George Formby Society?
Well, Neil's got most of the few words, but in the past we've named a tram after George Formby at Blackpool. Things that we do to keep George Formby's name in the limelight. There's a chap called Daniel Wiles that produced that great Frank Skinner documentary that everybody's seen. It's been on about 36 times now, and we asked Daniel Wiles if he would come down to Blackpool and unveil what we call our tram, which is a heritage tram. It doesn't run every day, but on high days and holidays and when it's sunny, you'll see it going along the promenade. And we actually opened it along with Daniel Wiles, and we had a remit to get on the tram, as many as we could get on, and make as much noise as possible travelling the whole length of the tram track. So we had a great afternoon.
A thrash on the tram, didn't we, Jerry?
Yeah, we had a wonderful day.
Is that what you call when everyone's ukuleleing together,
thrash? Yes, we call it a thrash. Yeah,
before a concert starts.
Sounds like you should be wearing black leather, doesn't it? But it's not. It's everybody gets up on stage, and sometimes there might be 150 people up there all playing, and some are very good players, some are mediocre players, some are learners, but it doesn't matter, because once you get in there and you're part of that thrash, you feel part of the Formby family.
And are they all members? They're all members of the society, are they?
Yes, yeah, most of them are members, yeah.
I've just been passed a photograph of a thrash, and it does look like a thrash. It looks totally disorganised. People just about everywhere, seats on the stage, good, you name me. It.
That just proves how popular George is, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, membership. How does somebody become a member of the society?
Well, we've got a website, georgeformby.co.uk, and you can go on there. You can have a look at what we do. You can join the society online. You can pay by PayPal. It's £20 for a membership. That entitles you to come to Blackpool four times a year for free, and you get this lovely A4 size glossy magazine four times a year.
Okay, Neil, that magazine, you got a copy there? What's it called?
I haven't got the vellum here, yes. It's called the vellum.
The vellum?
The skin of the ukulele.
Oh, is it?
That's a vellum made out of vellum, yeah. Our next convention's in June, the 16th and 17th. People can come along and join then. In fact, they can become a day member as well, if they just want to try it out, which would cost £6 for the day or £10 for the weekend.
And how many magazines a year do you publish?
They get four magazines if they're a member.
Do you know, that's really good value, isn't it?
They're quite an excellent magazine. They're really well produced.
And am I right that there's one copy online that people can see for free?
Yeah, it's like a sample copy of what we do and what we're about. Yeah.
I think after the show we should post, you know, as well as the videos, we'll post some links through to the website and some of these magazines, because there's already a number of messages coming through here of people who've enjoyed the show.
Good.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Welcome.
Someone called Brian Ed. It's not Brian in the studio unless he's been a whiz on his phone.
Yeah.
But he'd actually asked when was the next convention, and you've already told us that, which was...
The 16th and 17th of June.
Okay, right. Now...
Well, I was just going to say, we've also had race days at Haydock Park. Haydock Park's been very good to us. I work at Haydock Park, and the management there's been very good. 2004 was George's 100th birthday. We had a very good day there, and what was really pleasing about that, Ted's, George's youngest, well, the youngest brother, was still around, and Ted came and did the presentations, and he actually loved it, because he was a racing man like me. So it was a belting day. Yeah. Jerry's done the presentations since then on another day. I've had the pleasure of doing that as well.
And was he trying to get a race named after him as well? Is that?
We did.
They call it the George Formby Birthday Race. Oh, it's usually the end of month of May.
It's usually every year. But unfortunately, we're all going to Stockport this time watching George on the cinema. So,
well, some will be in the market here, I think.
Some will be here.
We can't do everything, though. So that's why I didn't approach them for a race this year.
The race day has had to go this time, hasn't it?
Well, we didn't want to try and pull people in too many directions, you know, on the one day.
Most of George's fans are in the UK, he said, or most of the members.
Yes.
Some far-flung places as well.
We have, really, yeah. We mentioned before the Sweden and USA and Australia and
Canada.
New Zealand, you name it.
If anybody listening to the programme in those countries, just drop us an email, let's know.
people listening to Radio Warrington in.
Well, it's online.
I remember, was it Norman Wisdom who had a fan club in? Was it somewhere like Albania?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It was the only film that allowed him to show, wasn't it? Norman's film.
He went over there, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a superstar over there.
And he sponsored an orphanage over there as well. He gave a lot of money to an orphanage over there.
Now, George, I mean, this is the culture show, and humour's a big part of British culture, isn't it? And I think George Formby certainly summed up the British humour, didn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. So innocent humour, gormless humour.
Yeah. Wasn't he the... I think he was named as the first homegrown British comedy film star.
Yes, he was. He was the highest paid film star in Britain.
I actually saw, when I was researching the show, an article that was written by a music journalist called John Robb, a very famous journalist, and he actually described George Formby as the first modern pop star.
Yeah, he was.
Because he was so popular with royalty, were among his fans as well, and, you know, even though it was very quintessentially northern, the whole British public loved him.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a good description, yeah. They didn't just like him, he was loved. Yeah. He was one of them.
Superb. Now listen, the next track, again, this is you, Jenny, but you're on CD here, aren't you?
Oh yeah, this is my claim to fame. I mean, Brian's just been asking us all questions about orchestras, and in 2015 I was asked to sing along with an orchestra, and it was a young lad called Pete Faint, and he was well into Jack Hilton's music, and Peter hired an orchestra in, and because George Formby's first recording contract was with Jack Hilton, obviously George wasn't around, so he went on the internet, found me and said, would you come along and be George Formby on this Jack Hilton reproduction? I said, absolutely, yeah. I would have walked all the way there just to do that. So there you go.
Let's give it a listen.
He's lost his heart to a Chinese girl and his laundry's all gone wrong. All day he'll flirt, scotch your shirt, that's why I'm singing this song. Oh, Mr. Will, what shall I do? I'm feeling kind of limehouse, shiny laundry blues. His funny feeling keeps from me stealing. Oh, won't you throw your sweetheart over there? My vest so short that it won't fit my little brother, and my new Sunday shirt has got a perforated rudder. Mr. Will, what shall I do? I'm feeling kind of limehouse, shiny laundry blues. Now Mr. Will, he's got a laundry kind of tricky. He starts me shirts and collars, but he'll never touch me waistcoat. Mr. Will, what shall I do? Shiny laundry blues. Now Mr. Will, he's got a naughty eye that flickers. You want to see it wobble when he's ironing ladies' blouses. Mr. Will, what shall I do? I'm feeling kind of limehouse, shiny laundry blues.
Great evening with your community station, Radio Warrington.
Radio Warrington.
Your station for your community.